Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hour two, it's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get into some Celtics talk. Nice win for them last night. 125-105 over the Cleveland Cavaliers, the perceived best team in the Eastern Conference, or at least you feel that way, right?
I like them. Yeah, I think they're my favorite team in the East.
Celtics used it was a wild first quarter.
I was going to say, good news, bad news. Good news, you scored 40 points.
42-40, yeah. So a ton of scoring early. Donovan Mitchell was doing his thing early. Sam Hauser was hitting every three imaginable. Mm-hmm. And then Mitchell kind of vanished for the rest of the game. Celtics turned on the gas in the second quarter. 35-18. They closed on a 20-3 run. Jaylen hit a bunch of threes right before halftime, falling into the bench, buzzer beaters, like a lot of good stuff from Jaylen last night. And the Celtics kind of coasted from there. Cavs made it close late, but never really a true threat. Celtics have now won two in a row. They're 2-3. Things seem to be heading in the right direction all of a sudden. So, I don't know, a couple of days ago, Keith, we're like,
yeah.
Should the Bruins tank?
Yes.
Should the Celtics tank? We were like,
TBD.
No, but get back to us.
Yeah.
Or should both tank? The answer also no. Now with the Celtics, this is a little closer to what I expected them to look like. I didn't go into last night expecting a win over the Cavs, never mind a dominant win over the Cavs. But this is kind of closer to what I expected them to look like, and they should be a playoff team. They should be a top six seed with an outside shot at a top four seed. I still believe that.
Yeah, they needed this one. You know, five games into the season, you know, they lose to the Knicks the way they lost to the Knicks, so be it. I thought they'd beat either the Sixers or the Pistons. They're like, maybe grab one of those games. Because at that point, they beat the Pelicans without Zion. So as much as people are clowning on the Patriots for their schedule, you're like, all right, the Pelicans without Zion. Like, what is even that team? So they're at home against Cleveland. I think it's a good measuring stick game early in the year. And they beat them, and they had a great game, their best performance of the season by far, you know, small sample size, but far and away their best performance. Now, it is one of those games where I don't know exactly how much it tells you, because if you said they're going to make a ton of threes, I bet they win those games, right?
Well, like, I do. And I agree with that.
And that can be against anybody. That can be against the Cavs. That could be against the Knicks. That could be against one of the good Western Conference teams.
They took 57. They made 21. That's only 37%. But
35% is a good spot for them.
They are making 20 plus as well, which is probably a big number, is a big number.
So you have 63 points from three, and you know they went to the line a decent amount, so it wasn't like they were just falling in love with the three. Like, they went to the line. They didn't take a million twos. They took way more threes than they did twos. The biggest surprise was they out-rebounded Cleveland. Cleveland's huge. You're looking at it, you're like, Cleveland, that's not a good matchup. I mean, they start Mobley and Allen, the Twin Towers, DeAndre Hunter, and you're like, that's a big team. And credit to Kata and the lawnmower, Josh Minot, who had another good game. He had 15 rebounds, Minot did.
Yeah, so three guys had double-doubles for the Celtics last night. Pritchard had it with assists, and then those two with rebounds.
So I'm not shocked that they had a game where Hauser and Brown are hitting threes. That's going to happen throughout the year, and they make a bunch of threes. But for them to out-rebound the Cavs the way that they did, that was surprising. Also, speaking of Minot, You see his sneaks? I loved his sneaks, so I even stopped to look up his sneakers.
No, I guess I didn't know.
I loved his sneakers.
Were there little lawnmowers on them?
They're little lawnmowers, little tiny lawnmowers. No.
That'd be a good shoe.
They were sick. They were like yellow, they were pink, they were blue. So I'm like, I want those sneakers. I looked them up, Kevin Durant's. I was like, ugh, can't get them. Can't get them. They're like the KD 16s or whatever. I was like, I'm out. Unfortunately, well, I'm out.
Is everybody going to know that's what they are when you're wearing them? Or are they just going to be like, cool colors?
Know.
You would know.
I would know. No, not everybody would know.
You couldn't live
I'm
with
guessing
that.
When I pick up CeCe at school, the teacher wouldn't be like, oh, those are the KDs? What are you, a Durant fan? Like, no, no. No, no, I just like the style.
No, I'm not. They just cool look really style. Cool.
So I had to pivot off of that. I was a little annoyed.
My shoe game, this might shock you, never strong. Back in my basketball days, even pickup days, like a lot of guys would always be talking about shoes. They're like, oh, what are you wearing? What are you wearing today? Where'd you get this?
Yeah.
Never got one question about my shoes.
Nobody cared.
I'm like,
just New Balance, yeah, regular New Balance.
I don't know. These are Nikes from like Nordstrom Rack. I don't know. Like they're not anybody's shoe. Yeah. They're just high top so I don't break my ankle.
You have the old Converse All-Stars?
Nothing special. No, the one I did have, this is true. I did have the Starberries.
Oh, Starbird, $15.
Yeah, those were like $20.
$15. LeBron James made fun of him for that.
He did. I did own Starbird.
Which is why LeBron's a coward.
I did own Starburys at one point. They were not great for my ankles, but I did own those.
So Stephon Marbury is doing a really nice thing for kids that don't have money, and LeBron's like, I'd never wear those. Nobody should wear those. Get my shoes. They're $200. You guys can afford that, right?
That's why he's the show's goat. He charges a nice high premium on his shoes.
He's a clown. And he never should have said that about the Starburys. The Starburys weren't bad. $15, that's a nice thing he was doing.
I mean, look. They were cheap, and you could run around in them. Yeah. I don't think they were saving your ankles for much. No. But you know, whatever. So you like the Minot shoes.
Well, unfortunately, they're Durant shoes.
You think they're helping his game?
His game's good right now. Minot's kind of nice.
So I do not want to do what Scal and Drew Carter were doing on the broadcast last night.
Oh, my God.
They had some good zingers about Jalen and his hairline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the Minot conversation was
why
just,
not why not
no well that
he's also gonna win all the Tommy Awards,
so I mean, my God. So they were just so over the top last night. I even shudder to even give a compliment to Minot because of how positive they were.
Well, this is what's happening.
I want to like naturally push back on it.
You need to do this isolated because it's the same thing that happens with McDaniels. You push back on McDaniels only because so many people are too pro McDaniels.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But Minot, forget about what Scal and Drew were saying.
Well,
about
I can't. I can't get it out of my head. It was the whole second half. They're like, oh, my God, what a player this guy is. This guy's going to be something. What I will say is.
He's frisky.
We said a lot. Joe Mazzulla is going to prove his worth this year. And we're going to find out what he has. And if he can get this team to the playoffs without Tatum and all the guys they subtracted, we're going to give Joe a lot of credit. If he can't, it's going to stand out. Moves like Minot. I like the Luka Garza move at the time. I didn't even pretend to know who Minot was.
Yeah.
But I like the Luka Garza move at the time. I like what I've seen out of him.
Yeah.
Little moves like that are going to show...
Savvy.
Well, some value in Brad Stevens as a front office guy. And we already know what he's capable of. Some of the big ticket moves and the massive moves that won him a championship.
Oh, when he's allowed to actually like do the job, then he crushes it. But well, then those little moves are going to help him.
Well, and I think a lot of GMs can do that. It's like, oh, go get a star player who's available. Well... Great, you got to actually do it, but I think the degree of difficulty on that might not be as difficult as identifying some of these guys who might be a good system fit that are useful NBA players. So I guess I hadn't really thought about Brad Stevens showing his worth this season. In fact, I was ready to mostly give him a free pass because all the guys they subtracted were forced and dictated by ownership. This has the potential to show his value. I don't want to be Scal and Drew Carter waxing on about Minot. Why not? For the whole second half.
Yeah.
But that has the potential to show some of his value as a front office.
It goes back to when Wick Grosbeck was on months ago on the Greg Hill show, and they were talking about getting under the second apron, and he's like, thank God for Brad Stevens.
Yeah, sure.
And you're like, all right, they're going to put a lot of pressure on Stevens. So they're like, hey, you just built a championship team. You now need to blow up the championship team. But by the way, we still want to be competitors. And so I thought, moving on from Drew Holiday and bringing in a scorer like Simons was a great move. Like, that was an obvious one. That's one, you know, just anybody who watches basketball knows Simons could score. The other guys, those are deeper cuts. And even, like, last year when they brought in Cade. Cade had a great game last night.
Yep.
Double-double, holding the zone against two of the better bigs in the Eastern Conference.
And he was frustrating them. I don't know if it was specifically those two. He was frustrating that Tyson kid who looked good for Cleveland last night.
Yeah.
But he was frustrating Cleveland. Like, the way he was playing was agitating them. And, no, he's been – look, he was a good find as well.
That was a big question going into the year, and it was also one where you're like, well, this could get dicey because you're like, all right, you're going to start Brown and White, awesome. I still would switch Pritchard. I know he had a bunch of assists. Couldn't buy a three yesterday, but I would switch him and Simons. But regardless, you know what those are. The 4-5 spot, I think they're still kind of searching for it, but they may have found it. This might be the answer, is Kata and Minot. And then maybe a little bit more Garza. And then use Hauser. There are nights where Hauser has it, and then there are nights where he doesn't. And so I don't like when he starts. I think he could be like a weapon off the bench. He can be very effective. I mean, he'll probably finish in the top, 5 to 10 in 3-point percentage this year. He's like a useful player. But when you're like, all right, here's your starting four, and you're going up against Evan Mobley, you can't. And they didn't. No. They didn't do that. He didn't start last night. But he's probably your seventh man, as it were. But if Kata and Minot, I'm not expecting a double-double out of Kata every night, but if he's doing something like that, that gives you a chance, right? It's not like you have really good wing players and then you have way below average bigs. As long as you're getting closer to average, you might be okay.
So you guys can discuss on the Celtics. Seems like a season back on. We can table the tanking talk
for
another couple of weeks. Again, it's 617-779-7937.
They got an NBA Cup game tomorrow, Jones. I got that one circled.
I know that. I actually was looking, after you mentioned this to me yesterday, I was unaware of it. I was looking at their NBA Cup group. It's a tough group, Keith.
Are they in a tough group?
I think they're group B.
Oh, they got screwed on the committee?
You know what? They did. I don't know if they pick it like FIFA picks
they
the World Cup.
They should do a World Cup. They should do a big show. Yeah.
They absolutely should. I would probably watch it.
NBA TV exclusive?
I would probably watch it.
Yeah.
But I think in their group, it's Philly, who's playing really well.
Yeah.
And they already lost to.
Yeah,
that's who the game is tomorrow.
Maxi looks nice.
It's Orlando, Brooklyn, which was the easy team in there. There's one other team that I thought was halfway decent in their group. But yeah, NBA Cup underway. I'm excited for it. You mentioned their 3-point shooting, though.
Oh, I got it. It's Boston, Detroit, Orlando, Philly, and Brooklyn.
Detroit was the other one. Thank
Detroit,
you.
Sorry. So, yeah, they're East Group B for those that are trying to keep an eye out for it.
Well, I think they could take it down.
Okay.
57 threes last night. They made 21. To your point, if they're going to make 20-plus threes and they're going to hit 35-plus percent, they were almost 37% last night, they're probably going to win a lot of games. How sustainable is that? We can discuss. We talked about Derek White yesterday and his 3-point attempts. He is now officially by himself. Yesterday, he was tied for the most 3-point attempts per game. He took 12 last night, so it went up a little bit, made three. He is at 11.2 3-point attempts per game. He's making 31%. But that is the most attempts.
No, he's not.
I'm sorry.
No, 31, that's his field goal percentage.
I'm sorry, you're right. That is. I'm sorry, he's making 25%
on
threes.
Yeah.
Sorry, 31% is his field goal percentage. So that's out of whack. They got to get that right. White had some real nice passes last night, lobs at the rim.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not telling you he's giving you nothing else, but that's out of whack. He's probably the most out of whack in terms of shot selection. But he is number one in the NBA. The Celtics, I didn't realize this when we were talking about White yesterday. They have four of the top 3-point attempt shooters in the league, four in the top 25.
Pritchard, White, Hauser, Brown?
White is first, not Brown. White is first at 11.2. Hauser is eighth at 9 threes a game.
Oh, it's got to be Simons then.
Pritchard is 22 at 7.4, and Anthony Simons is at 7.2. 25th in the NBA. Just for good measure, Jalen is just outside the top 40, 6.4.
But you got to shoot at least 35% if you're going to take that many of them. And maybe Derek White will balance out, and he will. And Pritchard's off to a really bad shooting start.
So Hauser's at 46%. Pritchard's at 19%.
Yeah, Pritchard can't buy one. He was 1 of 8 from three last night.
Simons is 42, including the one he banked in last night.
Yeah, so Hauser and Simons, well, I mean, all four of those guys clearly have the green light, and Joe wants all those guys to shoot them. But at least Hauser and Simons, it's more efficient right now. The other two guys got to get going. Because Derek White was one of those kind of swing players. Like, for this team to get the most out of what they have, he has to play like an all-star. He can't just be, oh, Derek White's scrappy and he's on a good contract. That's great if you have Tatum and Holiday and Porzingis and Horford. All those guys are gone. So he has to be the second best player on the team. And I don't really know consistently. He hasn't really been that so far.
No, I would agree with that. Jalen has consistently been their best player, though.
Yep.
And, I mean, look, they're 2-3. I don't want to make any excuses for their slow start. I didn't have big issues with them losing to the Knicks or even the Pistons. I know they were up huge in the Detroit game early. Detroit might be better than them.
Yep, Detroit's good.
The Philly game, and I know Philly's undefeated, but the Philly game to me was disappointing.
Yeah.
Or did Philly played last night? Didn't they win? Did they lose? I should double check that. They were undefeated going into last night anyways. But no, I look at the way that they've played. The Philly one is the one that stands out. Maybe Philly didn't play.
No, Philly didn't play. They're still 4-0.
So maybe they're better than I thought. Maybe long term, I'll feel differently about that one. But their 2-3 start, that's the game that really bothers me. Jalen looks like an alpha, right? I mean, he looks
he's a clear-cut all-star. But, like, the thing is, you don't want him to be the all-star on a bad team, right? Like, that's the thing is, like, there's usually a guy or two that you can point to. Like, oh, that guy's really good.
But he looks – and right now they're 2-3, and I'm saying they probably should be 3-2. Is five games. Like, I don't want to overreact to a record. I don't want to ignore it, but I don't want to overreact to it. I'm just monitoring it.
Mm-hmm.
But – no, he looks like a guy who could be the best player on a playoff team in the East, meaning a top six seed in the East. I'm not really counting the play-in. He looks like he's capable of doing that, and they're capable of doing that. And he carried them last night for a stretch against, again, what we think might be the best team in the East in Cleveland. So I would put some value in that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think he is, like, clearly – there's no questions about whether or not he's their best player, but that also speaks to the other guys, specifically Derek White, maybe not being as consistent because he thought maybe Derek White could kind of push that. You know, you go back to last year, the games without Tatum, there were nights where Derek White has awesome games. And really, it's been more Jaylen Brown. I would like to see him be a little bit more of a playmaker, and that's not really
the assists have,
his thing.
I got to look at the numbers. I was looking at these during the show yesterday when we were talking to Terp. His assists were, like, right in line with his career as of yesterday.
Right,
Turnovers were way up, but most of that was one bad game. But I can give you the numbers here if you want.
But I just think, you know, when you have a guy like Tatum who had the ball in his hands all the time last year, and you remove him and even, like, Holiday from the team, I would think Brown's numbers should go up there.
Yeah, right?
Like under four assists a game.
His scoring is up. His percentages are up. Again, it's five games.
Yep.
But he's shooting 52% from the floor, which would be a career high. He's shooting 47% from three, which would be a career high. Free throw percentage is right in line with his career. Rebounds, 5.6, that's down from last year. Assists, 3.8, that's down from last year. Turnovers, 3.6, that's way up from last year.
I mean, you could also argue, well, he's not passing to as good a teammates as he did a year ago. Like, there's a little bit of that, but they got guys that can score. They got guys that can shoot. So I would just think, you know, with all the attention, and as the season goes, there's going to be more and more attention by the opponent just on Jaylen Brown. You know, like, that was the other thing. Like, last year, you know, you got the double team on Tatum, or you got to do different things defensively, and now Brown is going to be sort of the centerpiece. So teams should make it harder on him, but if he can be a little bit more of a playmaker, that could also take his game to the next level.
I thought we were getting a new Jalen haircut. I thought he was going to shave his head. I thought that was the whole talk on the live stream.
No, he didn't.
Did anybody?
Because I was like, remember, like, Michael Jordan early in his career had, like, a little bit of hair, then at one point he was like, nah.
It's gone.
All gone.
It's... I'm losing it anyways.
It's leaving me.
I'm not going to play this. As it goes. So it's out.
Shave it all the way.
Did he leave any marks on anybody last night?
Did you notice it wasn't as, like, dark?
It wasn't.
So he didn't. I think he got exposed for that. He's like, I can't make that mistake. I'm not going to spray paint my head before the game.
I don't want to be on the list with LeBron and Carlos Boozer and some of the other notoriously horrible fake hairlines.
You really noticed it when they zoomed in at the free throw line and you're like, he's...
It's thin up there.
It's kind of light. A little light.
I can see quite a bit of his scalp.
Oh, I wonder,
which I wasn't seeing in a couple of games before.
Speaking of seeing the game, what is your take on the new camera angles they've been showing this year?
I hate it.
Well, same.
The thing high up in the garden where it's, like, floating around and I want to puke.
Trash.
Yeah. I actually had to talk about that after the opener.
Same.
I kind of forgot
same,
about
same,
that.
I forgot
but
about
that,
it, too.
But that, I hate that.
I do, too. Now, I also hate change, so just give you the game the way the game has always been played. However, I forget which game it was they were talking about. It might have even been the first game. And they're like, oh, yeah, it gives you, like, more of the court.
It was the opener. 100%
no,
it was the opener, yeah.
It didn't give you more of the court. It's just like I'm going to throw up angle.
Right. It gives me more barf on my floor gives me, yeah.
You're like, oh, you like where it used to be? No, we're going to go, like, diagonal and move it the whole time. Right. I'm like, just keep it steady.
No, there's something to be said.
I don't like that.
There's something to be said for, like, a video game angle. Nick, were you the one saying this about the Thursday night broadcast? Was this you?
Oh, they do a weird angle, too.
Who was telling me about this? Prime, you can watch,
you can do the next-gen version of it. Yeah, which is behind line of scrimmage.
But supposedly it's, like, not – you're not super – this is what I heard secondhand. I thought it was you. I guess it was somebody else. You're not overly inundated with, like, the analytics like you are on some of these secondary broadcasts, but you get, like, the video game view of the broadcast.
No, I don't want that.
Maybe, but if the camera stationary, this thing isn't stable or stationary. It's like floating around.
I don't like it. It makes me kind of sick. I'm gonna just go back to the regular one.
Go back to the regular one.
You can see the whole court. You never couldn't see the whole court. What are you talking about?
Maybe they wanted to get further away on the home broadcast to not expose his thinning hairline.
Maybe. They're like, yeah, Jalen's like, go back to the old one. Go back, or the new one, I mean. Go to the new camera's great.
The further away you are, the less you can see his scalp. So maybe that's not what's going on.
I know. Like, do you want like a mid-priced seat? You're like, no. I want to watch it on TV, like regular.
This is not even the tickets I want if I go to the game. These are the tickets I probably get.
I know.
These aren't even the tickets
up?
I want.
Can we look around? We may move up, find a loose seat?
Well, that's where the Celtics are at. Season saved. The tank is on hiatus for now. You can discuss 617-779-7937. We got thoughts on the World Series last night and how it reflects on the Red Sox. Could they be the Toronto Blue Jays? I think they could. One game away from winning the World Series.
How do you like that?
And taking down the Dodgers. I don't think the Red Sox are far away at all from being Toronto. We'll get to that. We'll go on the clock at high noon. We'll give you the perfect Halloween night in just 60 seconds each. So you can plan accordingly for your
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Halloween tomorrow. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI, taking you up until 2 o'clock. We got some World Series thoughts on the way. 11:45. We'll go on the clock at high noon. We'll give you 60 seconds each on the perfect Halloween evening.
Woo! 60 seconds sounds about right.
Again, it's very open ended.
Still got 40 seconds for candy.
You take that wherever you want to go.
No, I know. I know.
I think it's clear where we're going.
I got it.
But high noon, we'll go on the clock and give you the perfect Halloween night to plan accordingly for Halloween tomorrow. Big day for this show and everybody out there. Plus, we have a Key for Madness for you at 12:45. Real quick, we do have some Bruins news that I find interesting.
Yeah?
Corpy's starting again tonight.
Listen, Marco Sturm benched minus Lowry. They got a win. And I pointed out in that game, it wasn't a Swayman game. It was a Corposalo game. And he's trying to get any kind of good momentum he possibly can, so he's going right back to him. Can't imagine Swayman's thrilled, but that's interesting. I think it's interesting.
Can't imagine Jeremy Swayman is thrilled at that.
Nope.
So we'll circle back to it, but it's a Corpy game tonight. Hampus Lindholm was not at morning skate. He just had a great feed to Pasternak the other day.
He had a good game, yeah.
But the hamper will play tonight. He just welcomed a baby girl.
Congratulations.
So congrats there. Hashtag yep. girl dad.
Hey, right there with you, buddy.
You and Hamper.
Yep, me and the Hamps.
So he'll be playing tonight with Corpy and Nett for the Bees. But we want to talk some Patriots here with our pal Taylor Kyles of CLNS. Taylor, how are we doing this week?
Doing well, fellas. How you doing?
Oh, great. We're doing wonderful. Just getting ready for the big holiday tomorrow to plan accordingly. But the Patriots are getting ready for the trade deadline beyond the Falcons game on Sunday. They just made a couple of moves, depth players who were both healthy scratches this past weekend in Keon White and Kyle Duggar. What do you think those moves signify about the Patriots and their approach at the deadline?
I think it means that, one, those were two players that they finally got some kind of offer for. It felt like for a while, really by the end of the summer, that neither guy was a great fit for the team. Obviously, we had bigger hopes for Keon White. But he ended his time with the Patriots this season with just three pressures. Didn't really get to do what he did best on the inside. And I don't really think he was a fit anymore because he wasn't allowed to do what he did best. And then Kyle Duggar, I know he worked really hard to get back. He missed a lot of time. That plus the ankle injury combined to really put him behind the eight ball. I thought he was solid, you know, but at the same time, that's a guy who could maybe start for some teams in certain roles, and he was very clearly a backup with the Patriots. Now, he did have a knee injury when he was on the inactive list last week, but obviously, you know, big picture, they just weren't fits anymore. So just Mike Vrabel continuing to build the team that he sees in his image, and I don't think they're done necessarily. I think that especially on the edge, they could still use some depth there because they just got a lot of young guys, not a lot of experience. But safety, they actually signed John Saunders Jr. from the Dolphins practice squad. He's a guy who's got good instincts. He's a pretty solid blitzer, positional versatility, which apparently they really like for him. So they might be done at safety. I'm a little bit so-so about the depth there, but the edge, they definitely need reinforcements.
What about running back? Ramondre Stevenson on the injury report yesterday with a toe injury, didn't practice. Obviously, he's had his fumble issues. Gibson's out for the year. Henderson did pop last week, but what about them targeting a running back?
Yeah, running back also makes a ton of sense. Now, Ramondre, you know, he did look good the past couple weeks. I thought he was really great after contact and obviously has done a better job protecting the ball. Travion Henderson finally flashed last week in a really good scheme and a game plan from Josh McDaniels. Unfortunately, he did have that fumble that he lost near the end of the game. Also had one punched out, actually, sneakily along the sideline that he brought back to his body, so it didn't really count. But you need depth either way, whether or not you have the fumble problems or whether or not both guys play perfect. You'd still like to have some insurance in case something happens at a position that deals with a lot of wear and tear. So they did sign Terrell Jennings to the 53-man roster, which Mike Vrabel kind of hinted at on Monday. But even still, I feel like the best Patriots backfields are usually four deep. So somebody like a Jerome Ford for the Browns would be really interesting for me. He's got special teams and return ability on top of being able to run the ball and catch the ball. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, Breece Hall would be, you know, the dream scenario, but I would be stunned if the Jets end up trading one of their current best players to an in-division rival.
Taylor, Keith just mentioned Travion Henderson popped a little bit last week. You highlighted some of the fumbling issues that he had within that game that really haven't been a part of his career, even going back to Ohio State. What we saw last week from McDaniels, the plays outside the formation where, you know, Henderson is out on the edge of the defense, was that a matchup thing, like a scheme thing for that game, or is that something you expect to see more of with Henderson in this offense?
This run scheme is always going to be pretty game plan heavy. Like this week, for example, the Falcons, their weakness is really on the inside, so I think this could be a really big Ramondre Stevenson game. Like we even saw a couple weeks ago, we saw a lot of inside runs from them, and we were like, well, why is there not that much Travion Henderson? And, you know, they said we just felt like Ramondre had the hot hand, and a lot of that, once again, came on the inside. So, I mean, last week, Travion Henderson, his first big run and on his first carry was on a wham run where Jack Westover seals the defensive tackle, and Travion Henderson goes right inside for, I think it was 12 yards or something like that. So I don't necessarily think they're going to get away from Travion, but the outside stuff, I think that was something they thought was a weakness for the Browns. Probably won't see it this week. I'm not going to say they won't. There's still a multiple scheme. But I do think that had more to do with the game plan and wanting to get Travion in space where he can make a lot of his magic happen.
How sustainable is Drake May's deep ball success? Because now we're not just comparing him to what other players are doing this season, but like all-time great seasons, and he's still way out in front of everybody halfway through the season. So it is a growing sample size, but how sustainable is this?
I mean, when he was coming out of college, if you read the scouting reports, the deep ball was not a problem for him. It was one of his strengths. He was, I think, obviously Jaden Daniels was very much in that conversation as well. But by the numbers, and I think by the eye test, he was the best deep ball thrower in college. Whereas Jaden Daniels, not that he couldn't throw deep over the middle, but a lot of his success then and in the pros has come on those go balls where he just does such a good job with location and putting enough air on it that guys can run under it for touchdowns if they've got the speed. But Drake accesses the entire deep part of the field and has since college. Post routes, which are some of my favorites and where I think he's the most deadly, like corners, the go balls that Jaden Daniels is also good at. Like, he's been really good at these since he was at UNC. Last year, I think a lot of the inefficiency was Keyshawn Booty and him didn't have the connection that we're seeing this year. He didn't have a ton of time. Most of the play actions that they tried last season were disrupted by pressure. And that's why Mike Vrabel, when he was asked about the deep ball, mentioned, hey, it always starts with a good pocket. So it's a combination of things. It's going to take the offensive line continuing to give him those spaces to step up into. And it's going to take guys like Keyshawn Booty and Austin Hooper making some great catches as well if he's a little bit off. But with his deep ball success, I think he could have more, frankly, because I'm seeing guys like Mac Hollins streaking wide open at points, and he just isn't able to get them the ball for one reason or another. So I think it's pretty sustainable. It's more the situation around him and whether that remains consistent for him to access what's been, you know, one of the best parts of his game for a long time.
Taylor Kyles, CLNS. You can check out his work on Twitter at tkyles39. A lot of good stuff there, including some metrics this week that you're passing along from PFF on Marcus Jones as a slot corner. We like what we've seen all year. I was surprised at the contract. Not that I have an issue with it, but he is now the third highest paid slot corner in the NFL, according to Field Yates. How do you feel about that contract?
I think it's fair. And I think it's also the fact that he's a versatile player, not just as a cornerback, where if you have some depth issues on the outside, he can bump out there. Obviously some size mismatch issues, but he's still competitive, which is more than you can ask for from, you know, your fourth or fifth guy on the roster where you're not really sure what you're going to get. So he's not just a slot defender, and he's not just a cornerback. As we know, he's a fantastic punt returner right now, and you can look at my Twitter. I have the exact numbers. I believe he leads the NFL in punt return average for the longest punt return, and his one touchdown, I believe, is tied for the most, even though he's only got 10 returns on the season. Like, a lot of times, teams don't even want to punt to him, so they'll try to get out of bounds or create situations where it's disadvantageous to him. So that's a guy that you have to think about in different phases of the game, and that's huge as well. So it's not just the fact that he has been playing like one of, if not the best slot corners, and is having a career year, and what's been a pretty impressive career already as long as he's been healthy, and the durability as well. He was healthy all summer, participated for them. He's been great this season. I think last year you started to see him stay on the field more consistently after he missed a lot of 2023, but I really don't have an issue with the contract because of how many different ways he impacts your team. And being a captain for the first year, I think it also sends the message that they've been trying to send for the past couple of years, maybe they've been more effective in 2025, is that, hey, if you are representing what we want for this team and you're embodying all of the virtues that we hold so highly, we will reward you and we will pay you accordingly. And that's exactly what happened. So kudos to the organization for getting it done, and kudos to Marcus Jones for earning it.
Taylor, I saw you posted on Twitter the other day about how you can't post NFL video anymore. You've been doing film breakdown for a while on different plays and everything else. What happened there? You get like a cease and desist? Did somebody from the NFL office show up at your door? What's going on?
So there was a misunderstanding when it came to, we have to abide by a 90-second rule if you're a credentialed media. So in one day, or if it's, you know, something that you see from the team, like interviews, you know, practice, things like that, can't be more than 90 seconds total for the day. There was a misunderstanding of whether my film overlapped with that, which I do understand. And, you know, there was an inquisition made just to figure out whether or not I was staying within the guidelines. Again, very fair. And it was actually discovered that, according to the NFL, credentialed media cannot post NFL footage of any kind. So whether it's broadcast, whether it's the film that they make you pay $100 for, you are not allowed to post it as credential media. So, you know, it's disappointing. It was a really fun way for me to engage with fans and people that I also appreciate their insights, where maybe I don't see something and they do. It's one of my favorite parts of, you know, being a football fan, but also this job. So it was disappointing, but, you know, as they say, you got to adapt or die. So I'm working on some new things to try to make up for it.
Here's an idea, and you didn't hear it from me. You come up with a separate Twitter account, and let's call it something like Kaler Tiles. And then you start ripping video from there, and then you simply retweet it and be like, oh, great point by this guy. Let me really break this down and use that video. It's not your video. It's somebody else's
video.
It's
someone else's video. Brilliant.
Who's definitely not you.
Yeah, you didn't hear it here.
That could work.
But that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an idea I surely would never consider. It sounds kind of evil. I would never do something like that. But also, if people want to help me out, if they've got some film clips they really like and they're like, hey, I'd like a different perspective on this, and they post it, as to my knowledge, I'm still allowed to quote tweets. So just putting that out into the ether.
Very good.
Hey, how about that?
That'll work.
The bat signal.
The bat signal.
If you will, to quote tweet that. Taylor, look, we appreciate your work. We enjoy your work. That stinks. And you're not the only one that's happened to, right? That's happened to Orlovsky, among other people, right?
Yeah, no, this is a league-wide thing. It was just discovered on our particular beat. But, yeah, no, league-wide, credentialed media aren't supposed to be posting NFL footage.
All right, I got a troika of Halloween-related questions for you with a big day tomorrow. First, what is your favorite Halloween candy? Second, what is your favorite horror movie of all time? And third, what is the best Halloween costume you ever had?
Oh, man. I'm not going to say it was the best, but it was the most memorable is when I was in college and still making poor decisions. You know, my frontal lobe was still in development. I was too lazy and decided to just write on a sign, God's gift to women. So it was like two women from God.
Nice.
That got a lot of mixed responses. I learned a lot of lessons that night. So that one I would not recommend it unless you are trying to get a lot of various attention.
Very creative.
Candy, very creative.
Candy. Let me give you candy. I'll go with a Crunch Bar because I'm a big texture guy. I like the little bit of the crunch, obviously, and I like chocolate, so that's big on me. And like I've said before, Nightmare on Elm Street has a special place in my heart, but more recently, I'm going to go with, I don't know if it's like horror Halloween or whatever, but it's kind of scary. Barbarian is one of the wildest movies. It kind of crosses genres and stuff. It's very interesting. So if you haven't seen it yet, it's not for the the sensitive horror watchers, but it is very interesting, very good movie.
I love it. I love that. Good call on both of those movies. Good call on the candy. Maybe not a great call on the costume, but everything else.
Crunch Bar, though. You don't get Crunch Bar.
No, underrated. People sleep on the Crunch Bar.
I appreciate anybody who – because if you ask me, I go, well, peanut butter cup.
Everybody says
which
Reese's
everybody
cup.
Says peanut
which
butter cup.
Good
but
answer, but no, Crunch, good one.
I appreciate when we get a different answer. All right, well, Taylor, again, send any video you have at TaylorKyles39. He can quote tweet that, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you. Happy Halloween.
Thank you.
You too. Taylor Kyles joining us here quite often. Very generous with his time joining us here on Jones and
Crunch
Keefe,
Bar, good. Put that bad boy in the freezer, even the fridge, just to cool it down a little bit.
Let me tell you. I went and got all the Jones family Halloween candy. I woke up the other day. And
what do you guys got?
We haven't bought any Halloween candy. So I got, you have to get peanut butter cups. You have to get, and we get very few trick-or-treaters, very little foot traffic.
Anti-brag?
Kit Kats? peanut butter cups, and then I was choosing, should I get Twix or Crunch Bars? I actually leaned Twix, but Crunch Bar was a consideration.
I like Crunch more than Twix.
Interesting.
We went the other route. So I was at Costco, brag, and they had two separate, like, big variety packages. One was, like, the chocolate variety.
Yeah.
We ended up going sour variety. No, don't make a noise.
Ugh.
Well, because Little CC Beans likes these kinds.
My son also likes all that stuff. But
I do too.
I don't like it.
It's like Sour Patch Kids, Nerds, Airheads, like Gummies, Bears. It's a good little bag.
I saw the clip this morning. I missed this live, but I saw their clip on social. Greg said that Airheads are the number one candy in Massachusetts.
I love Airheads. I would sign off on that. I love Airheads.
I tell you, he hated Airheads.
Couldn't tell you the last time I ate an Airhead.
I even love the movie Airheads.
Good
right,
film.
Bill? Bill loves that one.
I can't remember.
That's why I'm in radio.
Where,
for real.
Where was that on the Sandler?
Oh, tiers? We probably put that in the top tier.
I think it's probably pretty high.
I love that movie.
Yeah. Good candy, good film.
You can't pluralize the Lone Ranger. It's one Ranger. No, we're the Lone Rangers. You can't do that.
Okay. Good stuff from Taylor Kyles. And again, check out his timeline. Maybe there is some video in there.
I'm telling you, it's a million-dollar idea.
It's a really good idea.
Taylor Tiles, and all he does is release video. And then Taylor Kyles jumps in and breaks it down.
Yeah, I don't want Oan Dorlovsky to steal that.
Don't touch it.
We want
don't touch that.
Copyright.
Copyright.
That is a cease and desist. Yep. We're copywriting that idea. Don't you dare steal it, Oan Dorlovsky.
That's right.
617-779-7937. We got World Series thoughts. I do want to keep fleshing out this idea that the Bruins are going back to Corpy as well.
That's something.
So we could do...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
All that coming up next. Toronto started off with back-to-back homers. They win 6-1. They're up 3-2 in the World Series.
I know it. They might just win this thing.
Every game I pick the Dodgers.
Same.
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
Every time you ask me, I'm like, well, the
you
Dodgers.
Led the Dodgers.
To the World Series.
Sound like Selma and Patty from The Simpsons.
It's amazing how your voice has recovered from that.
I don't know. I have a great.
By the end of the show.
That was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
That was two days ago. That was Keith's voice. Like, that's unbelievable.
I rose above it.
I bounced back like a...
Vitamin C, a couple push-ups.
You led the Dodgers to the World Series.
2 days ago.
An hour later, he was fine.
Yeah, you're just A-okay.
My wife was like, she was sick for like 2 weeks, and I didn't get it, and then I eventually did get it, and then I already feel better, and she's like, I don't know how you have the ability to do that. She's like, all you do is eat chips and drink beer.
You're like, yeah, well.
She's like, how are you able to bounce back from that? She's like, it took me 2 weeks.
I operate on a higher plane.
I'm like, maybe that's the key.
Yeah.
Potato chips and brew dogs.
Chips and beer.
I feel like $1 million now.
Who's that ever gone wrong for?
I can't stop.
So the Blue Jays are up 3-2. They won 6-1 last night.
You know what's insane?
What's that?
I'm still picking the Dodgers.
Yeah, me too.
I'm gonna be wrong.
I do not want to be a Brian Roberts and anger a whole country.
No.
But
have you guys picked against Blue Jays every series?
Oh, probably. Yeah, I'd imagine. Yeah. I picked the Yankees and the Guardians. I'm sorry, Mariners.
No, Mariners.
Yeah, and yeah, every series.
Because they had the bye, so probably, they faced the Yankees and the Mariners.
Probably every game in every series. If you went back and I had to pick every single game, probably every game. So
they're going to win the World Series.
I guess I'll continue with my disrespect.
Sure.
But if the Blue Jays can win the World Series, I don't see why the Red Sox can't be that team.
They absolutely can, and it's just further proof that you get into the dance in baseball. And they won the division, but you remember they were like the Yankees got off to that hot start, and the Blue Jays were behind them. Then the Blue Jays looked like they were going to run away with it, and then the next thing you know, it was like wide open. They finished with 93 wins, which is by no means this like wagon of a regular season. We all love Vlad Guerrero. Do you love any other player on their team? They have good players. George Springer's good. Like,
yeah, right. No, Springer.
You love one guy.
Springer to me is like a Bregman equivalent. Springer wasn't even in the lineup last night, right? Or was that two games ago? Maybe that was game four.
Yeah.
But you know, Springer is like Bregman to me, where it's like in a big spot, he's a winner, and, yeah, and he, I'd be afraid of him. But
you might
like
get a Springer dinger.
Is that another guy? No, you're right. It's Vladdy. They have a bunch of guys, Ernie Clement and guys like this who are nothing.
Alejandro Kirk, who got thrown out running to first base from right field.
So no,
like he's your cleanup hitter.
They're pitching like the Red Sox. We talked about this before. The Red Sox bullpen is way better than their bullpen, and I don't think the Red Sox starting pitching is far off. Crochet is better than Gausman. Not even close.
Correct.
Like,
I mean, this Yasavage guy is insane last night, but like overall, you weren't thinking that was
going to
be the case.
I think the Biebs has been a pretty good addition, but he had a 4.5 ERA and a 1.5 WHIP going into his game four start.
Oh, Giolito was way more important to the Red Sox than Bieber was to the Blue Jays during the year.
So was Bayo.
Right.
And so then you have Yasavage, who was incredible.
Oh, he was great.
Punching out Ohtani with his helmet flying off. Like, I mean,
only one walk for Ohtani. Lost that one.
Yeah, well, again last night?
Over one. I think it was one walk last night, wasn't it?
It was two nights ago. He definitely walked one time. I didn't bet the walk ladder, but I thought about it.
Oh, it was two nights ago. He had no walks last night. My bad. Yeah, it was one the week.
It was first of bet.
I thought they were going to put him on. He's actually ice cold now.
He is. So, no, Yasavage was incredible, but that's a rookie out of nowhere dominating, which the Red Sox could have had with Toley could have had with Connolly.
Maybe
or people are like, how do you put Connolly early in the spot like that? The Blue Jays are doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And the kid is unbelievable. And he might be head and shoulders better than your young pitching. He might be. He looks that way. But I'm just telling you, the kid got three regular season starts and they threw him out there.
No, they're not that far away.
I don't think
he
so
was
either.
In single A to start the season.
Yeah, like
silly.
It's a good story that the Blue Jays are going to beat the Dodgers if they do, because that means you're really not that far away. Now, the Dodgers far and away have the top payroll in baseball. I think the Blue Jays are top five, if I'm not mistaken. So they spend more than you, and you need to spend more, and hopefully that's on a big bat this offseason in addition to bringing back Bregman. But if you do that, I really genuinely do not think you're far away from Toronto.
No, honestly, and don't not do anything because of this, but what does a full season of Roman Anthony look like?
True.
You know, like you add that to the mix. I'm not really banking on a full season out of our guy Marcelo Meyer, but maybe you get that as well. And then another addition or two. Yeah, you really are knocking on the door.
Okay, you guys can jump in. 617-779-7937. We'll get back to the Pats. We got Bruins thoughts as well. Bruins going away from Jeremy Swayman again. It's a Corpy game tonight, according to Marco Sturm. And we'll go on the clock. It's high noon on a Thursday. 60 seconds each. The perfect Halloween night next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.